Here we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, October 2, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're back down in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, courtesy of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, and we're surrounded again by ghosts that keep winding and winding.
Yes, windy spring weather.
This is very windy spring weather, and we have Les and Jill in the background. Hello, Les.
Yes,
and Jill,
they're waving. Hello.
And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, daring robbery. Between the hours of 11 and 1 on Monday night, some venturous plunderer entered the stable of Mr. O'Brien of Williston and appropriated a horse collar. It seems that the thief was familiar with the premises as he passed by a couple of inferior articles and selected the one at the farther end of the building. God, they knew what they were after.
Yes.
They were big, heavy, clumsy things, but, gee, they were so necessary for horses.
So I'll move on to 100 years ago. Diphtheria at Salisbury, an epidemic among children at Salisbury first designated as septic throat, but afterwards defined as diphtheria, created much stir as several children were affected, with three deaths. The education department at once ordered the closing of the school and thorough fumigation of the premises, and this was carried out on Friday last. The school would have been reopened this week, only for the Michaelmas holidays supervening. A check has been made with the epidemic, and it is hoped that the disease will be rapidly stamped out. Influenza is very prevalent throughout the district, the changeable and cold weather being regarded as responsible for the trouble. And of course, this is like probably 10 years before before the vaccination became widespread, and it was such a lethal illness, diphtheria. One of Queen Victoria's daughters and granddaughters died of it.
Oh, really?
Princess Alice and her child.
I had a relation that died of slow fever, which was apparently typhoid. That was up at Echunga. Yeah, only a teenager. Very sad.
I was just reading a book about early settlement in South Australia. And just that, without antibiotics, the ability, or vaccination, the ability to deal with things was huge. But even recently, there was a death a couple of years ago in Spain, a child whose parents opposed vaccination from diphtheria, and then the following year, a death in 2016, a death in Belgium of a young child from diphtheria. So, you know, even with modern medication, without vaccination, diphtheria is still a very lethal illness for children. And I often think, you know, people that oppose vaccination need to spend more time in old cemeteries and look at the graves.
Well, they don't. And they think, oh, when their child get the disease, it's because they've got special, you know, they're tough and they know. And it's nothing to do with that. It's everything to do with other people are vaccinated and they protect them. So
it's just right.
It's 50 years ago, bridge that wobbles.
Yes.
One of these days, that bridge is going to collapse and someone will get seriously injured. Mrs. W.J. Curley of 14th Street, Gawler, was talking about the Gawler West Swing Bridge. Mrs. Curley, who frequently uses the bridge, is just one of many irate residents in Gawler West who regard it as a disgrace to the town and a danger to the public. The walkway comprises battered planks with a coating of bitumen. In many places, these have been patched with sheet iron. One of the most glaring faults is the gaps between the planks on the walkway. This would make it almost impossible to wear high heel shoes or safely ride a bike or push a pram across. Right.
I actually thought the swing bridge was washed away in the flood, so it was a different... There's multiple swing bridges.
This is the one, so I think, down at, by the elderly centre.
Apparently it eventually burnt down, that one. So I was surprised it was still there in the 70s. But when I first came to Gawler, because we used to cross on the bridge, the current bridge.
Damn, someone must have burnt it.
Some people said to me, oh, they told me about the old swing bridge. But until I saw photos of it, I had no idea how scary they were.
Oh, no, quite.
And I just was looking it up before I came here today. And there were people talking about, you know, as children being terrified crossing it.
Yeah.
And somebody could get on it and just swing it while you were on it.
Yeah.
And apparently, I'm sure teenagers love to do that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It is.
Was
But yes. They'd still do it.
That's just
the nature of what it was like to be young.
Yes.
Almost forgotten
so, that. I also found one of the swing bridge at Lower Light, so I don't know.
Bridge at Lower Light was still there when we bought the old schoolhouse in 93. We could actually walk across it. But by the time we sold it in, or within 10 years, the vandals had got to it and the planks had gone. And I think there's just a cable left in the trees, but it ran from one, it ran through a tree in the middle, and I have a feeling that tree in the middle might have got swept away.
Right.
There's a number of a series of swing bridges that were across the river.
Often did the swing bridges use tree branches?
Yeah.
So they'd run through tree branches.
Yeah, just went through the whole middle of the trunk of a tree in the middle of the river.
Yes.
And, you know, that's only on borrowed time, so.
Yes, I was really, really surprised when I started looking into the swing bridges, looking at photos.
Oh, yeah, they were so essential to get kids to school.
Yes,
back in the day.
I'll carry on with 25 years ago, a world record for Louise. After smashing a world record at the Masters Games on Monday last week, Louise Close, 85, was up early the next morning helping her son Bill prepare for the annual sheep sale at Gawler River. Running in the 100-metre sprint in the 85 to 59 age group, Louise covered the distance in 24.17 seconds to break the existing world record by a huge 44.5 seconds. It was the first time she'd run at the Master Games, or any other games for that matter. She said there were 9 ladies in the final of the race, covering age groups from 70 to 89. She outran them all and would have run the younger age group as well, since the winner of the 70 to 79 group recorded a much slower time of 28 seconds. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Louise was a wonderful woman. We knew her very well, and I know Bill. I've known Bill a long time, but Louise was just amazing.
Yeah.
She was a great friend of my mother's, and I think Mum wrote a poem about her once, but anyway, I've said about that.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, council seeks budget rule changes. Gawler Council will lobby the local government association to consider changes to the rules of presenting financial statements in the wake of the 2013-14 budget blowout issue. Councillor Adrian Shackley moved a notice of motion at Council's September meeting, saying Council was at a loss to understand why a change in the valuation of its assets needed to be shown as an operating expense, as well as appearing as a change in the statement of financial position. Council's budget operating result changed from a $561,000 surplus to an $8.5 million deficit due to a write-down of its land and building asset values because of a new Australian accounting standard.
Oh, wow.
That's a big difference, $9 million difference.
Yes.
Yes, I can imagine it was depreciation always causes a lot of headaches with council accounting, I can tell you that much. So, well, that's it.
That is it.
For another week.
Until next week, Kate.
Enjoy the change of weather. It was 30 degrees outside my house when I left this morning at Two Wells. Even inside, it was up to 21. Yes. So, summer's coming.
It is indeed. There's a gardening workshop happening at our property at the moment.
A gardening workshop?
A gardening bee, I guess.
Working bee. Okay. Well, you're better off in here, aren't you?
They're not sure how much work they're going to get done in this together.
No. Until next week.
For all light signs.